Have you ever lost your mobile phone? Do you have a phone tracker app on your phone to try and find out where it is? Well, it may not be good enough if your phone gets stolen. My next guest is Alan Tehan, comes on the line. Alan, good morning to you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem, Jerry. How are you?
Good. Tell me your story. You were in Dublin, and your son misplaced his phone or had it taken.
Yeah, so it's actually a few weeks back, Jerry. We were up for the All-Ireland, and it was his birthday, so we got lucky enough to get tickets and brought him up, and now he's only 9, and he only has a few games on the phone. He doesn't really use the phone.
Yeah, it's not a phone, shall we say.
He only has me and Mom's number on it, and his cousin, that's it.
Yeah.
And we never actually let him take the phone anywhere, but he was a bit worried he'd lose me in Croke Park, so he wanted to bring the phone with him to ring me. So, and look, that was all fine. He was a very good boy. He watched it all day and took loads of photos. And on the way home, before we hit back to the car park, he saw a KFC, and he'd never been in a KFC, so he wanted to get a burger. So, no problem. And he wanted to call Mom, so I went up to order, and of course he took the phone out of his backpack. I didn't realise that, and Mom had rang me. So I put Mom on the phone to him, and forgetting he had taken his bag off his back.
Mm.
So we left that place and back to the car, and then he realised he forgot the phone. So we went straight back across the road, and of course it was gone. And the lads in the chipper there didn't know where it was.
It hadn't been handed up to the counter by a good servant. It was just taken and pocketed.
And their CCTV guy that knows how to operate it was off for 4 days, so they didn't know how to work it. So that was great. But I remembered I had a tracking app called Family Link, which is a brilliant app. I recommend anyone that has children with a phone or device to get it, because you can control all their viewing and their restrictions and calls and everything. It's brilliant, but it also has the locator on it. So we were able to track it at the Spire, and we were only near Parnell Street, so it's only around the corner. So I followed it to the Spire and refreshed it, and then it went on to Amin Street, and they were always a couple of hundred metres ahead of us. So we just found a Garda. And I showed him and told him the story. And he said, look, where they are now is at a bus stop. So we're going to have to wait until that phone stops moving before we can do any more.
Right.
So we were about a half an hour with the Garda, and it stopped in a house in Dunamead. And he said, look, the good thing is it's a house, because if it was an apartment, the tracker wouldn't give you the apartment. You know, it wouldn't give you the
location.
You
wouldn't know which apartment it was. Yeah.
You wouldn't know. So it ended up in a house in Dunamead, and with new technology, you can click on the location and you can bring up an image of the house, the street view. So we could see exactly where the phone was, and it stayed there for an hour. And I rang back the Garda, he gave me his name and number, and he was very nice fella. But he said that the device is no good for recovering stolen phones. It's only used for if you've lost it at home or something, or, you know, it won't stand up in court, he said. The judge would never give them a warrant. They can't go up to that house and knock on the door and say, listen, if you hand over the phone, we'll say nothing. They had no power there, he said.
So let me give you this straight. You know where the phone is. The tracker has tracked it to where it is. You know it's in a house. You know that the person who took the phone has it in the house. And yet the authorities, law and order, can kind of do nothing about it under the current legislation, or maybe...
Yeah, what you're saying is that it's not, the app isn't 100% accurate. No, I find it very accurate. Like, if I'm in the sitting room of my house and then I move to the bedroom, which is 80 feet away, it'll move with me.
So, yeah.
But it's just in the court of law, a judge can't issue a warrant for the... It's like Find My iPhone app or Family Link. They won't issue it. They need more information as far as CCTV footage, he said. And they need to be able to recognise the person with the phone and then match that person with the address that I'm giving them, and maybe then they'll get a warrant.
To give them the probable cause that they need.
Correct.
In relation to knocking on that door and saying, we believe there's a phone here, there's been a... But I would have thought I'm not a legal expert, and we have been talking to one or two people in relation to this, and we've gotten on to the Department of Justice, because in Garda Síochána referred us to the Department of Justice for an answer on this, so hopefully they'll get back. I would have thought that a Garda maybe wouldn't even need a warrant, that they'd have probable cause based on the app and based on the circumstance, and be able to knock on that door and say A, B, and C. Now, I could be way wrong with that, Alan, but if the Garda is telling you, then that's a surprise for me. I would have thought the tracker app would help you out majorly in that way.
They were able to see what bus it got on, and there was only one bus to Hoth, And so they're going to try and use camera footage from that and link that to the CCTV footage outside KFC and try and link it all together. But he said it's going to be virtually impossible, he said, to get a warrant. So I know it's frustrating. He said that you can see exactly where your phone is, but we can't just... So they advised me as well, obviously, not to go and knock on the door.
No, listen, give us back the phone. I know you have it. You would know what you'd be met with on the doorstep.
You wouldn't know what you're met with, yeah. So he was very upset, and the poor man, I felt very sorry for him, like, you know, but...
Yeah,
it was just, I found it amazing that I was fully sure we'd be able to get it now with the app. And I said, look, here we are. We know where the house is. I'll show it to this guard now and we'll be sorted.
We'll sort it out. That's astonishing. That's very surprising, I have to say.
I don't know if anyone else come across that.
If it has happened to anybody else, have you had either a guard able to sort it out for you, or have you come up against the same problem as Alan, saying, yeah, we know where it is, we know who's taking the phone, and even though we have the tracker, we can't do anything about it? Because I'd imagine if this is the case, and we don't know for sure if it is or not, this could just be the guard getting it wrong themselves, maybe, or not up to speed with the law. If this is the case, then that would give a certain level of comfort to people who steal phones and who take phones, saying, even if there is a tracker app on it, I bring it home, the guards won't be able to show up at my door, a judge won't give a warrant, and I'm away scot-free.
With this app, you're able to send links and messages and noises to the phone. And I kept doing that, trying to let these people know that, this phone is tracked. Hopefully they might ditch it somewhere.
Yeah.
But they didn't. Anyway, it's still at the address.
That's astonishing. Amazing stuff. Alan, look, we'll see what happens. And look, fingers crossed, something comes from the CCTV and maybe they'll be able to get something through that there. But then you think about this. This is only one phone in a sea of phones out there. Guards are busy. And you look at the amount of crime they have to do and they have to investigate, the amount of man hours that would go into just getting back.
I can imagine all of that goes into it as well. I know. Lesson learned.
Go now to Breda, who's on the comment line. Breda, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad. This is astonishing. It's a new one on me. I'm based on assumptions. You would assume these trackers would be able to be used by the legal system or by an Garda Síochána law enforcement. Clearly, that's not the case. Tell me your story.
Well, my daughter's phone, she left it after her. She was on a night out. She left it after her in a cafe, chip shop. But we tracked it the following day. And we were able to track it to, I won't say where, an estate in Tralee, to a house. So we rang the Gardaí and we told them the story. And they said the apps weren't reliable and that they couldn't do anything about it. So my daughter was upset over it. So that evening I decided to get a taxi. And I went back to the house myself. And the taxi was waiting for me around the corner. And I went up and I knocked on the door and two young fellas answered. And I said, you have my daughter's phone. And they said they didn't. But I rang the phone then and it rang inside in the house. So eventually they handed it back to me anyway. So I was able to get it back.
They said, oh, no, we've no phone here.
Yeah.
And then you rang it. And what was their reaction when the phone started ringing?
Well, wonderful. I looked at the other fella and then the other guy said, oh, yeah, he said, I found a phone today, such a place or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And I said, that's my daughter's phone. And he handed it back to me then. So I just took off things.
you got out of there as quick as you could.
I did, yeah. I did.
My God, that's unbelievable.
The taxi man helped me. He was waiting for me, you know.
But the question is, I suppose, look, I'll say it again, and we're checking with the Department of Justice on this. I'm not a legal expert. I'm not an expert in this area, but you would have assumed that with all that information, that the Gardaí would have some way of kind of being able to knock on that door and say, listen, lads, there's a phone here. We've tracked this house. I'm doing a search, or I want you to present it to me. And that would be the way of getting around it.
No. They just said the apps weren't reliable and they couldn't knock on anyone's door. That was it.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And look, thankfully you got it back. The apps are great.
Yes. It was fine. My iPhone. That was actually, Yeah.
And that's all it took, really.
That's all. Yeah, I was able to track. There was movement. It moved around the place all right during the day, but it went back again to the house.
And then saying then that it's not accurate, I mean, or not fully reliable, on what level you might say, okay, maybe not within the 2 feet, but you found it, you were able to track it, and you actually managed to get it back afterwards. So really, is that a good enough excuse from the guards?
No, it's not. They could have at least have come and, you know, checked it out.
Yeah, you'd imagine. But look, bottom line is, you got the same answer as Alan got in Dublin. Sorry,
yeah.
We can't do it. We have to get CCTV to track this, track that, and other things. And that's the situation. We can't help you, even though you know where it is. And you know someone has it, and they shouldn't have it.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's risky going up. I did anyway because it was an expensive phone.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And you wouldn't know. There's lots of people who wouldn't bother going to the door, Breeda. They'd be afraid of what they'd meet on the doorstep.
Well, as I said, I had the taxi waiting just around the corner, so yeah.
Said you'd take a chance. Well, listen, really well done. Thanks for telling us your story and filling us in on what happened with you. And I'm glad your daughter got the phone back.
No problem.
Brilliant. Right. Breeda there in the comment line, 0667123666, if you have a similar story.